Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Before I get to this crazy, I don't want to call it a crazy story, but somebody being sued over posting a picture of themselves. Before I get to that, I got to bring up this dumbass criminal I just ran across on social media, man. So shout out to my cousin Ken. He go by Ken Gilliard. And he posted this. It's not my real cousin, by the way. I don't know how we related.
Oh, really?
We just found out we had the same last name, so we called each other cousin.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely cousins then.
Yeah. So he posted a reel on Instagram, and it's a guy, Lynn. He's in the Galleria, by the way. He's from Houston. He's in the Galleria inside the mall, and it's a guy in the middle of the ice rink. And I see some cops and all that stuff around. And I say, what the hell? What the hell happened? And this caption is, bro jumped from the second level in the Houston Galleria to run from the police and broke both his legs.
He thought jumping on the ice was the one.
You can't get no stupider than that. Unless you about to do a life sentence.
Yeah.
And it's over anyway. Bro, what are you doing?
Wait, what was he doing that the cops had to pull up on him at the Galleria?
No, I guess from what I can tell, or what I think is, he probably stole something from a store or something like that. It looked like he had a phone in his hand. I don't know. It looked like he might have stole something and was trying to run and decided to jump from the second or third floor.
The mall's got to be the
ice rink.
The mall's got to be, and the gallery in particular, with the size of it, it's got to be the worst place to try and do a grab and run, right?
I don't know. Maybe the size helps because, like, there's so many people around and everything. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of security there at the gallery, especially right over by the ice rink. They're always posted up on the next level where he jumps from.
Wait, Luke, you've been checking out where the security at?
Well, I live right across the street from the Galleria. I've gone there to eat lunch at the food court way too many times because
really?
I love a mall food court.
I would have never imagined you being a food court lover.
Love the food
you
court.
You are a great complainer. I love your ability to complain. I really do.
Wait, what
I
you
respect
be getting?
It.
Thank you. I love mall Chinese food. But also, they got a Raising Cane's over there, which is the closest
one. You went
to
the mall for... Oh, okay.
No, it's walking. It's right
one.
Across it's the street.
Okay.
It's a two-minute walk for me, so... and it's right next to the ice skating rink. So, yeah, I know that very well. I walk right down. I would never jump down, but I walk right down there, get whatever, maybe get a smoothie.
I will say this. I felt like the Galleria Mall have been kind of going down the last couple months, man, because it seemed like it's all type of shoot. I think it was a couple shootings going on. It was a lot of stuff going on. It's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, there was two in like the same week, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it on the news. I'm like, damn.
Figgy said this used to be a nice place.
I know.
It's too much riffraff around here.
It really did used to be a nice place. It's still, whenever I go over there, it's still kind of nice.
It's still real nice. Come
but,
on
But, man, we gotta stop the violence, man. We can't be having all that going on.
He said, cut that riffraff off.
I know. I can't walk to Raising Cane's anymore.
Man. Unless you had that security guards that or the officers or whatever. All right, let's get to it, man. So Robin Thicke, are you familiar with Robin Thicke?
Yes, I am.
So he is being sued for posting a paparazzi picture of himself on his Instagram without paying the photographer.
Man, he got to be sick of getting sued now, ain't he?
Yeah, I feel like he's a mark at this point, man. You can't even post a picture of your damn self.
He was the one that got blurred lines by the Marvin Gaye state, right?
It damn near ended his career. It damn near ended his career. But
so this would be L number three that he carries if this suit comes through, because there's this one, there's the Marvin Gaye suit, and then there's losing Paula Patton. Because how do you do that, brother?
Yeah, and then you name your next album Paula, and that album flopped. You can't name an album after the wife or the girl you're trying to get back and that album flop.
It's got to be heat. It's got to be a album full of bangers if you're trying to get somebody. Like, if this is my grand gesture to try and get my lady back, you can't have flops on there. It can't be that.
Yeah. So this kind of got me thinking, what are some silly rules or laws that need to be changed in honor of this? And look, I'm not saying he's in the right or the wrong or anything. I mean, if it's not your picture, then I guess the photographer do have a point getting his money, because I don't know what happened. But what are some silly rules that you feel like need to change? I have a couple of them that kind of came to my brain. I feel like people who invented HOA rules need to live under those same rules.
Oh, 100%.
I don't have HOA, so I'm totally fine. But I feel like you can't make up all these rules and don't buy by these rules your damn self.
Well, the problem is the people that are making rules, they do abide by the rules. But the problem is they're rules that fit them because they made the rules. Like, I think that's the tough part about it. It's just that my grandmother always used to say common sense ain't really common. It's like, hey man, let people live as long as it's not like a real problem for others. The problem that ends up popping up is that it don't have to be a problem for others. I just don't like it, and so here is an email or here is a letter that says that you owe us $200, or you need to paint the side of your house or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like you need to live in that type of rules too. If you the one that came up with this, I don't think that's fair. Another one that kind of hit me personally, man. Shout out to all my streamers, all my YouTubers out there. We should be able to play a little bit of a song on there without getting banned and your account getting suspended and all that stuff, man. That stuff is ridiculous at this point, man, because I understand these record labels try to protect everything because a lot of people can make money, a whole bunch of money off of something. But come on, man. Like, I could play like a 5-second snippet or something, and then next thing you know, my whole page is blocked. They need to stop that, man. I don't understand the purpose of doing this.
Stop using our music. Yeah. It does kind of get ridiculous.
Especially if you're trying to promote the music. That's the worst part about it. Like, I'll be trying to big up a song or something and be like, oh, yeah, this is it right here. And then next thing you know, you banned. I'm like, man, I don't want to talk about it now.
Yeah, that's real nasty work. Kix Rock said, Fig, we knew you didn't have an HOA after you told us about that 3-foot grass.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have been kicked out of the house. They probably would have forced me to sell a house with that grass.
I don't get that. Does anybody like HOAs? They're the worst. I don't get why we do this.
HOAs are great for the folks that volunteer to be the hall monitor. You know
what
I mean?
Yes, that's what all it is.
That's what it serves. That's the purpose that it serves.
Yeah, it's a bunch of old people with nothing else to do.
Yeah,
older people.
Young people that really enjoy the opportunity of power. Have you ever seen like a young person in one of those types of situations? The old people, at least you get it, right? Maybe they're retired, or maybe this is like something that they have that allows them to have some level of purpose. That sounds very judgmental. You get what I mean? It's the young person that's like, no, rather than doing other things that typically young people will do, I will terrorize these people on their time in their time off.
Yeah, it's a red flag when you see something like that. And maybe let's say you in a little community thing, and they say, hey, we need somebody that could be on our board to help us, you know, keep the neighborhood clean. And you got that young person, I'll do it. Like, man, like, ain't you busy? Like, what you worry about this stuff for?
Yeah.
Leave that to the people that ain't busy.
Same person that would ask the teacher about homework at the end of class. Yeah.
Like, wait, you forgot to check our homework.
Yeah, or you forgot to assign it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So Jim Jones, who is a rapper out of New York, who is part of the legendary group Dipset, he was kind of ticking a lot of people off this, I want to say the last month or so. So he got into a big thing about him being better than the rapper Nas, and that kind of ticked everybody off. So he was making the media rounds and all that good stuff. And he was on with the Nightcap with Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. And it started off talking about him and Nas as rappers and all that stuff. We ain't got getting into all of that. This ain't a hip hop podcast. But if you want a hip hop podcast,
it is. Yeah.
Gems of Juice podcast every Friday.
That's what we call a plug, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. So here is Jim Jones and Shannon Sharp going back and forth. And they brought up the whole gym thing because Jim Jones, he likes to work out. He records his workouts and all that stuff. So they got into a bit of a heated discussion right here.
You talk about you in the gym. Now you want to get me, you want to want me to see me in the gym?
Oh, we can do
Since
that.
Since you like any, to talk that ish, now come anytime. See me in the gym.
We talking about
come
working out.
Come see me
we
in the
about,
gym.
What are we talking about,
hey,
working out or strength?
Hey, hold,
what are we talking about, working out or strength?
However you want to do it.
We talking about
Since
working,
you got money.
And we talking about
put
working
your money
out,
where your mouth feels.
You got so you talking about working
Run
out.
Them
I burn
stacks.
You talking about working out? I burn you. You talking about working out of strength? Cause you probably can
whatever.
Lift a lot more than me.
Whatever.
You're bigger than me. You're probably stronger than
whatever.
Me.
Whatever.
But if you talk about working out, you talking about working out? I burn you.
This ain't what you do. This ain't what you want. You are doing good
you.
When you're talking
go,
about Nas and Jada.
Go
you don't
want to
see this.
You better check the stat.
You don't want
check
you
my
damn
stat.
The stat.
You better go to my IG. Set it up,
man. Please.
Also set it up.
I have a couple questions out of this,
yeah.
man. So what is a, like, I understand the whole lifting thing. Like, that's, you could get competition from there. What is the competition of just a workout? Like, what are we competing against?
I did not understand that at all. Like, I will never cease to be amazed by a New Yorker's ability to, like, hold the line in a way, like, yeah, you stronger than me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But can you? Is it working out? What you mean by working
yeah,
out?
Like, what's the difference between lifting the most and working? Like, what is the competition in the workout? Unless you're talking about maybe a race or you see how many miles somebody can run the fastest or something. Like, what is the workout? Like, what's the competition right there?
I don't know. And then also, I don't know where he thought he was getting. Trying to talk to this former NFL player that still looks like he's cut up like a pack of ground beef about this. Just let him have it. You got it. You got it are the magical words there. That's it's all you. You got it.
Yeah, he was very competitive in this.
He said, check my stats.
Yeah, so that was Jim Jones. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm kind of intrigued to see what the hell is this competition. What is the workout? Like, are they just doing push-ups? Is this going to be like a combine? Or I'm not sure exactly what it is.
I guess a combine of sorts. Like, I don't know what Jim Jones was fighting for at that point. Like, I guess he was just fighting for a level of pride.
Yeah, I think he was just kind of fired up because Shannon Sharp took the side of Nas and felt like Nas is better than him. So he probably just fired up.
Yeah, probably. I guess so. But yeah, more power to you, because one thing I know about myself, and maybe this is just because I'm not in the gym like Jim Jones and definitely not in the gym like Shannon Sharp, I'm not challenging that man to nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, nah, you got it, man.
That's
you got
entirely it. All you.
Real quick, we get out of here on this. So do you guys recycle? Are you like an avid recycler, or you just do it whenever you see it?
Yeah, whenever I see it.
Yeah, it's whenever I see it. Unfortunately, I don't have the opportunity to. So, like, it goes in the trash, unfortunately.
Yeah, so this might be a little crazy idea, but a study found recycling should have a lottery jackpot. How would you feel about a lottery jackpot?
How would that work? Is there any level of explanation?
Yeah, so a study found more people would recycle if you made it more into a lottery system, which is instead of 10 cents per bottle, each bottle give people 1 in 10,000 chance to win $1,000. Would that make you recycle a little more?
Yeah.
Yeah, make me recycle a little more.
Yeah, I mean, like, the incentive on the other side of, hey, maybe I can get a little bit of money out of this thing that I've already drank out of this or what have you. And, I mean, it's got to go somewhere. If choosing to put it in the right place gives me an opportunity and maybe getting $1,000, I'll absolutely do that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. I think I would probably recycle more if that was the case.
I would recycle more. I wouldn't go crazy. It's only 1,000. It's what? 1 in 10,000? Whatever you said to win 1,000?
Yeah.
You know, if it was like life-changing money, sure, then I become a huge recycler. But
it's not enough free money, Fig.
Yeah, but this could be something simple as just recycling at the house. Because I don't recycle at the house. No. I probably should, but I don't. But if I'm at a store or a restaurant and they got the recyclable can right there, I will put it in the right can.
That is a good point, though. Like, we can't trust people to be up and up on this. Somebody's going to rig the recycling.
Of course.
That was the other thing I was going to say. Or even if they even, I'm not going to be sold that they even give out the money. It's like when you go to your CVS or wherever, like CVS got busted and it says you like want to round up for so-and-so charity. I don't know where that money's actually going. And these companies have gotten busted for just taking that money. How do I know anyone's getting paid out for recycling? This is just all a ploy to get you to recycle more. And they're not paying out anybody.
Keep your third eye open. Luke sees it.
Yeah. We had to make an announcement. Did anybody get paid? Did anybody win that $1,000?
Yeah, that's right.
somebody said not enough usage either. All right. That is Figgy's mixtape at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe mixtape worthy, let him know. He'll shout you out at 1:20 p.m. every weekday when the mixtape gets done. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll chat with the fellas of the drive. Before we get there, somebody did ask, has any city actually been able to do the three-peat and have three champions in the same calendar year? Let's talk about that more next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.